This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, January 13th, 2014. I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Springdale claims the lead in job creation for Arkansas. Plus a story of moving from small-town Arkansas to post-punk fame. This week's edition of Arkansongs highlights the career of Beth Ditto. And in about 6 minutes, an update on the rollout of the Affordable Care Act in Arkansas now that the calendar has turned. First, a report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the rate of lung cancer is in decline in Arkansas. Dr. Gary Wheeler is with the Arkansas Department of Health. He says the number of cases of lung cancer per 100,000 people had been steadily increasing, reaching a peak 6 years ago. In 2007, there were 84 cases of lung cancer per 100,000 people in the state. In 2010, Wheeler says, that number had dropped to about 70 cases per 100,000.
So that's a really dramatic downturn. And again, I think while lung cancer reflects things that were done 20 years ago, we do know that when people stop smoking, they begin to see benefits as far as malignancy, cardiac disease, and other things that happen potentially even quicker.
He says the state struggled for many years to prevent a rise in lung cancer.
For a long time, we didn't see any dips in our cancer rates. Our rates were still going up at a time when the national rates had been going down for a while. And this is to me, the big story is that up to about 3 or 4 years ago, our overall rates of cancer were still rising, and now we're finally seeing a decline. So that's very, very good information for the state.
Wheeler attributes the decline of lung cancer to public health awareness efforts carried out both locally and nationally. Governor Mike Beebe is touting the increase of Arkansans receiving college degrees. In his recent radio address, the governor stated 20% of state residents over age 25 now have college degrees. That's an improvement from the 1 in 8 who held degrees in the early 1990s. Although an improvement, Governor Beebe says Arkansas isn't alone in improving its residents' attainment of degrees.
Despite our progress, Arkansas still ranks 49th nationally in adults with college degrees. 11 states now have rates of 30% or higher, and most have rates of at least 25%. I've said repeatedly that this is the area of education that warrants a particularly sharp focus in the coming years. We need to further improve our rates of degrees, not just to stay competitive with other states, but to make sure we don't miss a huge opportunity on the horizon.
The governor says current initiatives, such as college worker training programs, are an incentive for businesses looking to relocate to Arkansas, and emphasizing STEM education will help prepare more students for emerging fields of employment. After several calls for his resignation and increased potential of being impeached for ethics violations, Lieutenant Governor Mark Dar announced late Friday he will resign from office effective February 1st. In a statement, the lieutenant governor maintained he had been honest, forthright, and acted with integrity, and he further stated he had made mistakes, but not with malicious intent. Lieutenant Governor Dar said he had spoken with House Speaker Davy Carter and Senate Pro Tem Michael Lamoureux, whom he said agreed the decision to resign was in the best interest for Dar, his family, and the state. The Tyler Bend Visitor Center at Buffalo National River is closed while crews make repairs after significant water damage. According to Buffalo National River officials, the water damage occurred last week when an overhead sprinkler system pipe broke, causing two workstations in the administrative area of the center to be damaged. However, none of the center's public space was affected, including exhibit items. The facility is expected to reopen next week. Renovations to football facilities are in the near future for Greenland High School. The Greenland School Board last week approved a contractor to begin site preparations for the work, which will include a 6,000-square-foot fieldhouse and concession stand, new bleachers to replace the decades-old wood seating for home spectators, a new press box, a new 120-meter running track and jump pit, a new entrance ticket booth, and fencing around the stadium. Charles Cudney, Greenland superintendent, says school patrons will start seeing the changes in the next few weeks as the contractor begins site preparation work.
That involves building the dirt pad for the buildings to sit on and doing some renovation to the water drainage system to improve that, and that will be happening over the next month or so. And then we're hoping once that's completed, we'll be at a point where we can open bids for the actual building construction to start, which I would anticipate happening mid-March, with completion prior to the beginning of the next school year, 2014.
The overall project is expected to cost about $1 million. But Superintendent Cudney says the district will receive a lot of value for the money.
We're bidding all of those packages that I listed as separate contracts, and then the district, the state allows us to do self-construct, which means we manage the project as, in essence, the general contractor, so that will allow us to save a significant amount of money on the project. So we're hopeful. We certainly don't know until the final bids come in, but there's certainly a lot of excitement among our students and as well as patrons in the community about this project.
He says parents, Greenland Booster Club members, and school staff in previous years tried to raise funds for the renovation, but failed to receive the necessary funds to actually begin the construction process. Instead, district officials have refinanced some current bond debt to raise about $700,000 in order to begin the renovation this year. The Arkansas women's basketball team lost its second game in a row yesterday afternoon as they fell at home to Mississippi State 54-50. The Razorbacks will be on the road again Thursday to travel to Athens, Georgia to face the Georgia Bulldogs. Arkansas now 14-3 overall, 1-3 in SEC play. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 31. Sunny tomorrow, highs will be in the upper 40s in northwest Arkansas, mid-50s tomorrow afternoon in the Arkansas River Valley. And tomorrow night, mostly clear, lows in the mid-20s.